Meg, look at this place.
What?
Ooh. This place is like a mansion. It's like a mansion. Look at all this stuff. Look, I see something over there. You don't want
use
it?
That.
You sure you don't want it, man? I can use it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it. It's just things that you don't want. I can use them. Meg can use them.
Mm-hmm.
We can do something with them. We'll make something out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Make some money out of them, at least.
Give it to us?
Oh, Meg, don't be rude.
Or not.
They might need it. If you don't want it, we'll take it. If you don't want to give it to us, we keep walking by. We keep going, we're not tired, but got plenty of places to go. Lots of homes we ain't been to yet. On the west side, the southwest side, Middle East, rich house, dog house, outhouse, old folks house, house for unwed mothers, halfway homes, catacombs, twilight zones. Looking for techniques, turntables to gramophones. So take a last lick. You still want to own, but please be kind.
Your time.
And don't rewind.
Oh,
I love your pretty little rags and bones. Yeah, your pretty little rags and bones. Jump up, jump up, jump up, come on and give it to me. Oh, your pretty little rags and bones. Come on, come on, come on, come on and give it to us. Yeah.
In a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh, it can't all be wedding. can't tell you now. It may not go over well, and it may not be thought of well. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Though I don't know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Jason, a.k.a. Jason Ringenberger from Jason the Scorchers, getting some help from Todd Snyder. He's a moose on the loose. Part of the Austin Music Experience before that. Well, I think Todd Snyder counts as part of the Austin Music Experience as well. But Spoon before that with the underdog. The White Stripes did Rag and Bone. And the Jimmies, Cool to Be Uncool, here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're doing a look back at the very early days of Spare the Rock. So lots of music from 10 or more years ago, mostly. Which means coming up before the end of the show, we're going to hear some music from Madness, we're going to hear from Telephone Company, we're going to hear from Father Goose, and more. You should stick around.
To hang on to.
So say yes, say yes. There's no need for fear to feel as frightened. There's no need for fear to feel as fear. All you need is a simple word to stop the healing. All the children of the world may you be free. May you be righteous and be healthy and be truthful. Say yes, say yes.
Chocolate chip monkey and the chunky chip monk threw a party for their friend, a four-foot skunk. They printed invitations, remembered every name. They invited everybody, and everybody came. Yeah, everybody came. Everybody came. They invited everybody. Everybody came. A poodle at the party in a big pink hat, a woolly alligator and a spandex cat. There were 87 bunnies, no two of them the same. They invited everybody, and everybody came. Yeah, everybody came. Everybody came. They invited everybody, and everybody came. Soda pop, they started going crazy and we couldn't make them stop it. The house started shaking, there was no one else to blame. They invited everybody and everybody came. Yeah, everybody came. Everybody came. They invited everybody and everybody came. Chipmunky said, what have we done? The chunky chipmunk said, parties are fun, but we're running out of cake, so we better make more, because the whole wide world is coming through the door. Couldn't get bigger, bigger it became, because they invited everybody, and everybody came. Yeah, everybody came. Everybody came. They invited everybody.
That is from one of the For the Kids releases. I think it's part two. It's Ambrosia Parsley. Everybody Came, former singer from Chivalrie. I don't really know what she's up to these days. Haven't heard much from her for quite a while. Also heard from Tim Burgess with Say Yes here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Father Goose here. Come down the line.
Everybody, everybody, they might come down the line now. Everybody, they might come down the line now, now, now. Hey, everybody, they might come down the line now.
Party time.
They might leave all them troubles behind now.
It's party time.
Everybody, they might come down the line now.
Party time.
They might leave all them troubles behind now. Old time Mentos finally come back.
Yeah. and all the attention. Not used to having weeks of detention. I showed my portfolio to Lisa Frank. She took a look, I said, what do you think? She said, you better turn your panda brain off. You better turn your panda brain off. You better turn your panda brain off. You better turn your panda brain off.
Watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness! One step beyond!
Here in the studio. Hope you did as well. That is Madness with One Step Beyond. Part of the Austin Music Experience before that, Telephone Company, Father Goose started off that little set with Come Down the Line. And friends, we have reached the end of the show. I appreciate you indulging me as I go back into the archives. I've been listening to very old shows, and every so often there's a song that pops up that I'm like, I gotta play that Ambrosia Parsley song. I gotta play that Telephone Company song, and so on and so forth. So this might continue throughout the year as we head towards our 1,000th episode this October. Thanks again to everybody who came out for Spare the Rock shows during South by Southwest. That was awesome. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. Starting to end every show with They Might Be Giants this week. It is Triops Has Three Eyes. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Rabbits have two eyes, and whales have two eyes, and eagles have two eyes, but Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes. Two eyes on a face are usually enough, but Triops has got one that looks up and one that looks around and one to keep an eye on the other pair of guys. Triops has three eyes. Needles have an eye, tornadoes have an eye, potatoes have a lot of eyes, but Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes. Everything with eyes has some amount of eyes, and Triops has got one that looks up and one that looks around and one to keep an eye on the other pair of guys. Triops has three eyes. There are two sides to every story, but triangles have three, and a tricycle
chickens have two legs,
and firemen have two legs,
and monkeys have two legs,
but tripods have three legs. Tripods have three legs.
They've got more than you, 'cause they need more than two. A tripod has got one that points back and one that sticks out, and one to be a friend to the other pair of pegs. Tripods have three legs. Look, there's an eye. Hey, there's another eye. And there's a third eye, 'cause Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes. Two eyes on a face are usually enough, but Triops has got one that looks up and one that looks around, and one to keep an eye on the other pair of guys. Triops has got one that points back and one that sticks out, and one to be a friend to the other pair of guys. Triops has three eyes. Triops has three eyes.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA, and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
This is